以下是 Histman Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 所做的讲座，内容不再梵歌原意。第二章，时节十五，时间1973年8月21日，地点英国伦敦。
Why he is distressed in executing his duty?
Krishna 僧话 Arjuna Purushasaba 最好的人，人中自洁。Krishna 是最好的人。而他是 Krishna 的直接朋友，谁能比他更好呢？因此他是人中之杰。为什么 Krishna 在建议他履行他的义务时称呼他为人中之杰呢？
Therefore, this very word is you, that you are the best of men. Actually, the best of the man should not be disturbed by any material condition.
这里用了这个词，你是人中之杰。事实上，人中之杰应该不被任何物质条件所干扰。
He should discharge his duty.
他应该履行他的义务。
And what is the duty? Duty is to become immortal.
义务是什么呢？义务是变得不朽不死。
This is the duty.
这是义务。
The lowest of the man.Does not know how to become immortal. Amrita.
最低等的人不知道怎么变得不死 Amrita.
Amrita means death. And Amrita means no death.
Amrita 意思是死亡 Amrita 意思是不死。
The modern Rascal civilization cannot understand.That there is possibility of becoming immortal.
现在的混账文明不知道有变得不死的可能性。
They have taken it, accepted it. Well, who can stop?
他们说，谁能停止呢？
They're simply scientifically calculating that someday will come by science we shall be immortal, there will be no death.
他们只是在科学上进行算计，他某一天会到来，那时候通过科学我们能成为不死的，不再有死亡。
The formula is given here by Krishna, how to become immortal.
这里 Krishna 给了如何成为不死的公式。
That means you should be callous.Of the so-called happiness and distress of this material world.
即你应该不在意这个物质世界的所谓的快乐和痛苦。
That is the first quality.
那是第一项资格。
One who doesn't care what is the distress and happiness of this body, he must execute Krishna consciousness.
一个人不在意这个躯体的痛苦快乐，他必须要履行 Krishna 的直觉。
That is the quality.
那是资格。
I cannot execute Krishna consciousness because there are so many inconveniences. He's not fit for becoming immortal.
我不能进行 Krishna 直觉，因为有这么多不方便。这样的人不能够成为，不适宜成为不死。
People do not know that we can become immortal.
人们不知道我们能成为不死的。
Immortal we are, but we have been embodied in this material body.
我们是不死的，但我们现在是在这个物质躯体之中。
Therefore, we have to accept mortality, birth and death.
因此，我们必须得接受出生和死亡。
These things.Stated in the Bhagavad Gita, this is the beginning of spiritual life.
这些是在 Bhagavad Gita 中讲到的，这是灵性生活的开始。
Spiritual life means how to become immortal.
灵性生活意味着如何成为不死的。
They come to ask me, sir, do you know some spiritual magic?
他们到我这来问，先生，你知道一些灵性的魔术吗？
And Kula Kundali, all for material benefit.
Kundalini, yoga, 这个那个，都是为了物质的利益。
spiritualist means something magic, so that you can get some material benefit.
灵性主义则变成能做一些魔术，这样他可以得到一些物质利益。
He by stretching your hand, you can get some little quantity of gold, then you are spiritualist.
如果你伸伸手，能够得到一些小量的金子，那么你变成灵性主义者。
Here is a man, wonderful spiritualist. He can create gold. He can cure disease by simply, what is called, pulling like that.
这个人是奇妙的灵性主义者，他能够制造金子，他能够仅仅通过这样便能治疗疾病。
They want to see magic only for material benefit.
他们只想为了物质利益看一些魔术。
What is called miracles?
就有一些奇迹。
That is spiritual.
这是灵性主义。所谓。
Not in that way. Let him see. Next slide, please. Spiritual life means.How to become immortal? Amritayaka. So,
灵性生活意味着如何变成不死的。Amritayaka.
Amritayaka. Krishna has explained.
Krishna 解释了。
Matra sparshastra kumthiya sitosna sukhudukkhada agama paina anitya tanga titikkhasra vara. Tanga titikkhasra. Don't be disturbed.By the sensuous disturbance of the body.
不要被躯体的感官的干扰而扰动。
Become dhira.
成为低者。
Dhira sattva namayati. Become dhira. So one who has practiced to become dhira, not to become disturbed by the sensuous or bodily sensations,He is supposed to be kalpata, he is supposed to become immortal at the end.
如果一个人练习成变得低了，不被躯体的感官所干扰，他便能够成为 kalpata, 他能够在最终变得不死的。
And the Bhagavad says also that you do not become a spiritual master,You do not become a father, you do not become a mother, you do not become a friend, a relative, in this way, if you cannot make your subordinate immortal.
Bhagavatam 也说，你不能成为一个灵性导师，你不能成为一个父亲，你不能成为一个母亲，你不能成为一个朋友，你不能成为一个亲切等等。如果你不能使从属于你的人变成不死。
Pita nasasad, guru nasasad, guru nasasad, janani nasasad, pita nasasad. In this, there is a list.
就这样有那么一张单子。
You become father of hundreds of children. That's all right.
你可以成为上百个孩子的父亲，那是可以的。
No, restriction.You beget children.
没有限制，你可以生孩子。
But you must make your children immortal.
但你一定要使你的孩子们不死。
That is it.
这是经典的训示。
You have become guru, that's all right, Guruji Maharaj. That's all right.
你成为一个 guru, Guruji Maharaj, 那是可以的。
But make your disciples immortal.
但你要使你的门徒们成为不死的。
Otherwise, don't cheat others.
不然的话，不要去欺骗别人。
Cheaters.
那是骗子。
Illicit father, illicit mother.
非法的父亲，非法的母亲。
He said illicit sex. Similarly, illicit father, illicit mother.
正如我们说，非法的性行为，同样的有非法的父亲，非法的母亲。
Who is illicit father, illicit mother? Who cannot make his children immortal?
谁是非法的父亲、非法的母亲呢？那些不能使他们的孩子变得不死的人。
That is the aim of human
life. 那是人类生命的目标。
How to become immortal?
如何变得不死的？
Not to become, we are immortal. Just like a person is diseased, attacked by fever.
并不是变成，我们是不死的。正如一个人得了病，发高烧。
Fever is not his natural condition, but somehow or other he has got fever.
发烧并不是他的自然的状况。因为某种原因他发烧了。
Similarly, we are immortal, that will be explained.
类似我们是不朽不死的，在后面会解释。
那就爱听了阿弥陀佛吧。The living entity never takes birth, never dies.
生物体从来不出生不死亡。
Therefore immortal.
因此是不朽的不死的。
Immortal means no birth, no death.
不死的意味着没有出生，没有死亡。
That is immortal.
那是不死。
Whenever there is birth, there is death.
有出生便有死亡。
If there is no birth, there is no death. That is immortal.
如果没有出生便没有死亡，那是不死性。
So the whole scheme is Vedic scheme, not otherwise. How to become immortal?
这整个的框架计划是伟大式的，如何成为不死的？
And you find Shri Bhagavad Gita. Yadgatyana nivartanti tad dhamma paramam. In many places, this Shastra only aims at.
在许多书都讲到 Shastra 唯一的目标便是这。
In another place, in Bhattikabha, when Vishwamitra Muni came to see Maharaj Dasarath to ask his son, Ramchandra and Lakshman.
在另外一处，在 Bhakti Kavya, 当 Vishwamitra Muni 他去见 Maharaj Dasarath, 也向他要他的儿子 Ramchandra 和 Lakshman.
Take them. They were boys at that time. And there was a demon.Disturbing in the forest.
他们那时候是孩子，那时候有一个恶魔扰乱森林。
So, Vishwamitra not backside. Vishwamitra Muni came to Maharaj Dasarath for help.
Vishwamitra Muni 到 Maharaj Dasarath 这里要求帮助。
Because Vishwamitra Muni could kill that demon immediately, but that is not the business of the Brahman.
Vishwamitra Muni 能够立即杀死恶魔，但那并不是 Brahman 的任务。
Killing business is for the Kshatriya.
杀生是 Kshatriya 的任务。
You see how he was quite powerful. He could kill that demon simply by saying that you die.
他非常有力量，他可以杀死那恶魔，仅仅通过说“你去死”。
He is so powerful.
他这么有力量。
Vishwamitra Muni. But still, he came to the king for help.
但仍旧，他到国王这里要求帮助。
So when Vishwamitra Muni came to Maharaj Dasarath, as we ask, "How are you?" So Maharaj Dasarath.Inquired from you, from Vishwamitra Muni, Oihishtam jat punajanma jayaya. My dear sir, if there is anything, disturbance in your occupation, because you are trying to conquer over death.
当 Vishwamitra Muni 到 Maharaj Dasharatha 这里，正如我们会问，你好吗？因此 Maharaj Dasharatha 也问 Vishwamitra Muni, 亲爱的先生，有没有什么事情扰乱你的职业呢？ 因为你是在是争取征服死亡。
All the great rishis and saintly persons, all spiritual realization means to conquer over death.
所有的伟大的瑞士们和圣人们，一切的灵性的觉悟，都是为了征服死亡。
So this was the question. Oi hista jatam punarjanma jayaya punarjanma. You are trying to hold over repetition of birth.
因此这是他的问题。Punarjanma, 你是要争取征服重复的死亡。
The modern civilization, they do not know that it is possible.
现在的文明并不知道这是可能的。
It is possible to become immortal, to have eternal, blissful life of knowledge.
成为不死的，获得永恒的、极乐的、充满知识的生命是可能的。
That is called immortal.
那被称为不死性。
Satchit Ananda. Sat means eternity. And chit means knowledge.And ananda means pleasure, bliss.
Satchit ananda. Sat 的意思是永恒性 ，chit 意思是知识 ，ananda 意思是快乐、极乐。
We are part and parcel of Krishna.
我们是 Krishna 的所属部分。
Krishna is Satchit ananda vigraha.
Krishna 是 Satchit ananda vigraha.
He is a transcendental body. He is.Eternal, blissful, and complete knowledge.
他的超人的躯体是永恒的、极乐的、有完全的知识。
His body. Therefore, he is speaking Bhagavad Gita.
因此，他在讲述 Bhagavad Gita.
If he is an ordinary man, what is the use of hearing it?
如果他是个普通人，聆听他有什么用呢？
Ordinary man will commit mistake, will cheat.Will be illusioned, his senses are imperfect, how he can give complete knowledge?
普通人会犯错误，会欺骗，会受迷惑，他的感官是不完美的，他怎么能给予完整的知识呢？
That is not possible.
那是不可能的。
Therefore, we are not concerned to hear any rascal.
因此我们并不关心去聆听这样的恶棍。
We want to hear Krishna.
我们想要聆听 Krishna.
We are not prepared to hear any rascal, so-called scientist and so-called philosopher, so-called god.
我们并不准备去听那些恶棍，所谓的科学家，所谓的哲学家，所谓的神。
No. We are not prepared.
不，我们不去听。
Because everyone is rascal. Everyone is full of mistakes. Everyone is trying to cheat others. Everyone is illusion. And everyone's senses are imperfect. How we can give knowledge perfect?
因为每个人都是恶棍，每个人都充满了错误，每个人都试图欺骗他人，每个人都受迷惑，每个人感官都是不完美的，他怎么能给予完美的知识呢？
That is not possible.
那是不可能的。
Therefore, we have to select guru.
因此我们必须要选择 guru.
Guru means Krishna.
Guru 意味着 Krishna.
As Arjuna has selected guru.Shishyasteham sadhimam prapannam. I become yours. Shishya, disciple. And I surrender to you.
正如 Arjuna 挑选了 Guru. Shishyasteham sadhimam prapannam. 我成为您的 Shishya 门徒，我向您皈依。
So, to get perfect knowledge, we have to...Find out Krishna or Krishna's bona fide representative.
因此要得到完美的知识，我们必须要找到 Krishna 或者 Krishna 的真正的代表。
Then there is perfect.
那样才有完美的知识。
Then we can become immortal.
那么我们能变成不死的。
Unless we get perfect knowledge, there is no. So, Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha.Immortal.
除非我们能得到完美的知识，我们是不能成为不死的。Krishna 是 Satchidananda Vigraha 不死的。
Krishna is full of bliss, full of knowledge, and we are also part and parcel of Krishna. So we have also the same quality, Sat-Chit-Ananda, the spiritual body.
Krishna is 充满了极乐的, 充满了知识的, 而我们是 Krishna 的所属部分, 因此我们有同样的品质, Sat-Chit-Ananda, 灵性的躯体。
But because we have contacted this material nature, our blissfulness, our eternity, our knowledge, everything is now disturbed.
但因为我们接触了这物质自然, 我们的极乐, 我们的永恒性, 我们的知识, 一切都被干扰了。
Everything is now disturbed.
现在一切都被干扰了。
We cannot be completely blissful.
我们不能成为彻底的快乐。
Anything you take, any pleasurable thing you take, it cannot give you all else. Pleasure, it is not possible. This is not possible in this
world.
However you may try scientifically to prolong your duration of life, live forever, it is not possible.
不管你怎么科学地试图延长你的寿命，永远活下去，这是不可能的。
And however you may pose yourself, cheat others that you are the best man in knowledge, philosopher, scientist, you are a fool.
不管你怎么吹捧你自己，欺骗他人，说你是最有知识的人，最好的哲学家、科学家，你仍是个傻瓜。
That is not possible. Satchidananda Vigraha is Krishna only.
只有 Krishna 是 Satchidananda Vigraha。
So we can also become like Krishna, along with Krishna.
我们也可以变得像 Krishna 一样和 Krishna 在一起。
Not outside.
并不是在外面。
We can be living for along with Krishna.
我们可以和 Krishna 生活在一起。
So Krishna is also very much anxious to take us back to him.
Krishna 也是非常急于要把我们带回到他那里。
Therefore he comes.
因此他到这里来。
Jada jada hi dharma sarvani bhavati bharat tada atmanam sujama. When these rascals forget that unless he goes back to home, goes back to Krishna, he'll never be happy. That is the discrepancy of occupational duty.
他那些恶棍们忘了，除非他能够回归家园，回归到 Krishna 那里。 他永远不会快乐，那么那便是职责义务的衰败。
You have come here, Krishna Bhuliyaji Bhogavan Shankar. You have come here to enjoy, to lord it over the material nature, and has become entangled.
他们到这里来是想要享受主宰这个物质自然，然后被纠缠束缚了。
So Krishna comes, descends to save us.
因此 Krishna 来临降临拯救我们
to give us shelter at his lotus feet so that we may also become immortal like Krishna, full of bliss and full of knowledge.
给予我们他的莲花族的庇护，使我们能够也成为不死的，像 Krishna 那样充满快乐，充满知识。
That is called Amritatva.
那被称为 Amritatva。
So unless we have got our aim, target of life, then what is the value of life?
除非我们有生命的目标，那生命有什么价值呢？
This is Amritatva.
这是 Amritatva.
Is there any institution, is there an educational institution or university or college where this teaching is given that how you can become immortal.
有没有这样的机构，教育机构或者大学教授，如何你能够成为不死的？
Is there any institution in the world?
在世界上有这样的机构吗？
Throughout the whole world?
在整个世界上有没有？
No.
没有。
that simply teaching that you live like animals and die like animals.
他们只是在教授你像动物一样生活，像动物一样死亡。
You live like cats and dogs, and you die like dogs, and again become cats and dogs.
你像猫狗一样的生活，你像猫狗一样的死亡，然后再次成为猫和狗。
Puna puna charita charvanana. Nati vidu sartata tenghi Vishnu durasayaji bahirathamani. Andhajathandhai rupaniyamana. Sripi satantra urdami madhya. Matinna krishne parato satova mitho vipadita griham pratana.Adant gobhi visatantam isram puna puna char vita charvana. Naishang matistava durukramangrim. Prisattanattha upagamojadatya. Nistinchanana padurajovisitam mahiyasangna vrnitaja. This is Prahlad Maharaj's instruction. That the...He was instructing his father, materialist, first-class materialist.
这是 Prahlad Maharaj 的教导，他在教导他的父亲一个一流的物质主义者。
So, when he inquired that what is your purpose that you have become Krishna conscious? How you have become Krishna conscious?
他的父亲问你成为变得有 Krishna 知觉，目的是什么？你怎么变成 Krishna 知觉的
？So he answered.
他在回答。
He did not ask him. He addressed him as my father. He addressed him. Asura Varjo, the first class demon.
他并没有称呼他为我的父亲，他称呼他为 Asura Varjo, 一流的恶魔。
He never.Address him, my dear father. My dear first class demon.
他从来不称呼他我亲爱的父亲，他称呼我亲爱的一流的恶魔。
This little boy, 5 years old, because he is Krishna conscious, and the father is threatening him always to kill, still he is not afraid.
这个小男孩只有五岁，他有 Krishna 知觉，可是他的父亲总是威胁要杀死他，但是他从来不害怕。
When he says, where from you have got this courage, Prahlad?
他父亲问，你从哪里得到这种勇气的 Prahlad?
My dear father, or my dear demon, I have got this courage, where from you have got this courage?
我亲爱的父亲，我亲爱的恶魔，我得到的勇气是从那个你也从那里得到勇气的地方。
But you are forgetting.
但是你遗忘了。
That is the difference.
那边的区别。
You have got so much power that you can defeat anyone, even the demigods. You should know that you have got this power from the power pool.
你得到这么大的力量，你可以击败任何人，包括半身人们。你应该知道，你是从有力量者那里得到力量的。
But you are not obedient to the power pool.
但是你不服从的有力量者。
That is demon.
那是恶魔。
Demons, when they get power, they think that I have got it, I have earned it, it is my thing. Who can challenge me?
恶魔们在他们得到一些力量，他们想，我得到了这，我挣到了这，这是我的，谁能向我挑战？
But he forgets that everything can be withdrawn within a second by the power.
但他忘了。一切都可以被有力量者在一秒钟这里收回。
That is demonic.
这是恶魔的心态。
And Vaishnava devotee means, although he is very very powerful, he never thinks that I am powerful.
A Vaishnava 奉献者意味着，尽管他非常非常有力量，他从来不想我很有力量。
He thinks that I am acting simply by the order of the power.
他想，我只是在按照有力量者的命令而行动。
This is the difference.
这是区别所在。
So, Prahlad Maharaj said, people do not know the aim of life.
Prahlad Maharaj 说，人们不知道生命的目标。
The aim of life is Amritatva, as good as Krishna, as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
生命的目标是在这里， Amritatva, 像 Krishna 那样，像自尊人格神那样。
Blissful, full of knowledge and eternal.
极乐，充满知识，永恒。
That is the aim of life.
那是生命的目标。
But people do not know.
但人们不知道。
Nati vidu sartha gatim Vishnu. Vishnu means the Supreme Lord, who is eternal, full of bliss and full of knowledge.
Vishnu 意味着在永恒的、充满极乐、充满知识的至尊主。
So our aim should be how to approach Vishnu.
我们的目标应该是如何去接近 Vishnu.
Then we get the same power, same eternity, same blissfulness.
那我们能得到同样的力量、同样的永恒、同样的快乐、极乐。
Just like a motor car is running at the speed of 60 miles, and if a cyclist somewhere other catches the motor car, he can also go at the speed of 60 miles.
就好比说一个汽车以60英里的速度在前进，如果骑自行车的人以某种方式抓住了汽车，那么他也能够以60英里的速度前进。
Sometimes boys do that.
有时候孩子们那么干。
Similarly, you approach Krishna, you approach Vishnu.
类似的，你要去接近 Krishna, 接近 Vishnu.
You get all the powers, because you become under protection.
你得到所有的力量，因为你处于保护之下。
Protection of the, that Tulsidas has said that in the ocean, the waves of the ocean, if you put one elephant very powerful, very strong, the elephant will be washed up by the wave.
Tulsidas 说，在海洋里，在海洋波浪中，如果你放进一头非常强大强壮的大象，这大象会被波浪卷走。
But a small fish, a teeny fish, it is swimming against the waves.
但是一条小鱼，非常小的鱼，它能够迎着波浪而向前游。
They take pleasure, the fish there. When the waves are coming this way, the fish go in that way.
他们感到快乐，当波浪这么过来，这鱼会那么走。
You see, you pull against the wave. An elephant, it will be washed out. Why elephant? Any strong thing you do.
如果你在波浪中放进大象，它会被卷走。不光大象，任何强壮的东西都是这样。
Even big ships, it will be washed out.
即便是巨大的船只，也会被卷走。
But a small fish, it doesn't care the wave. It goes against the wave.
但是一条小鱼，它不在乎波浪，它能够迎着波浪前进。
哇！It has taken the shelter. It has taken the shelter of the ocean.
为什么呢？因为它得到了庇护，它得到了海洋的庇护。
Similarly, all power belongs to Krishna.
类似的，一切力量属于 Krishna.
Jatva yogi sarvai. But if anyone takes shelter of Krishna, he becomes as powerful as Krishna.This is the path.
如果一个人脱皮于 Krishna, 他便变得像 Krishna 一样有力量。这是我们的方法。
But we do not know.
但是我们不知道。
We want to become powerful here by so-called science, so-called yoga, kundalini, and what other nonsense they are. They are trying to be immortal, powerful.
我们想在这里通过所谓的科学，所谓的瑜伽、昆达里尼和其他一些无聊的东西，变得有力量，是成为不死的。
No, sir, that is not possible.
不，先生，这是不可能的。
It's not possible.
不可能的。
Therefore, people do not know.
人们并不知道。
Nothing we do, they do not know.
Nothing we do, 他们不知道。
Sattvatim hi Vishnu, our aim should be how to approach Vishnu, how to go back to home, back to God.
我们的目标应该是如何去接近 Vishnu, 如何回归家园，回归神。
Nothing we do, Sattvatim hi Vishnu, Durasaya. They are hoping, very, Durasamani, very badly, wrong, that they want to be happy.By adjustment of this material world.
Durasha 意思是坏的、错误的。他们想要通过调整物质世界而变得快乐。
The yogic process is also another material gymnastic.
瑜伽的方法也是另一种物质主义的体操。
We have not heard any yogi has become successful to get immortality. No.
我们从没听说任何瑜伽师成功的获得不死心。
That is not possible.
那是不可能的。
Nati vidu sattvatini Vishnu durasayaji bahirottamani. Those who are trying to adjust this material world by science or yoga, without caring for Vishnu, what they are?
那些不在意 Vishnu 和试图通过科学或瑜伽调整这个物质世界的人，他们是什么呢？
安达，
他们是瞎子。
安达 ，and their leader, they are also blind.
他们的领导们呢？他们也是瞎子。
安达的他，如果你有嘛呢？安德 ，one blind man is trying to lead another blind man.
一个瞎子在领着另一个瞎子。
So what is wrong there?
这错误在哪里呢
？They isha kantra bhavya, they are bound up by the laws of nature, hand and legs tight.
他们手脚都被紧紧的被自然的法律捆绑着。
How they can become free and happy by such endeavor? That is not possible.
他们怎么可能通过这样的努力变得解脱快乐呢？那是不可能的。
So simply by taking Krishna consciousness, it will be nice. Yes.
那么仅仅通过采取 Krishna 知觉变能变好吗？是的。
So how to take Krishna consciousness?
那如何接受 Krishna 知觉呢
？That is also answered by Prahlad Maharaj.
那由 Prahlad Maharaj 回答了。
Madhimna Krishna parato satova.Mitho vipaditam vipambratana. Krishna consciousness cannot be awakened for a person who wants to stay in this material world and become happy.
对一个想要待在的物质世界而变得快乐的人是不可能唤醒 Krishna 知觉的。
He cannot become Krishna consciousness.
他不能变得 Krishna 知觉。
Grihabratana. Griha means home.And Pratana. Pratana is one who has taken the house or home or this body as everything.
Griha Vratanam. Griha 意思是家 Vratanam 意思是一个人把房子、家庭和这个躯体当成了一切。
Vrata. Vrata means just like we are observing this today, a Janmashtami Vrata under vow. We shall fast and austerity.
正如你们今天在遵守 Janmashtami Vrat 发誓言，我们要戒食，这是一种苦行。
The aim is different from the Griha Vrata.
这个目标和 Griha Vrata 是不同的。
Griha Vrata's aim is how to decorate the home, how to become happy in this home, in this world, in this material world.
Griha Vrata 的目标是如何装饰房子，如何在家里变得快乐。在这个世界上快乐，在这物质世界里快乐。
That is there. So they cannot become Krishna conscious.
他们不能变成 Krishna 知觉。
One who has become careless of this material happiness, he can become Krishna conscious.
一个不在意这些物质的快乐的人，他能够成为 Krishna 知觉。
Therefore it is said here, Janghi na batante iti.
因此这里说。 Yamhi na vyatayante te.
These material things, seasonal changes, so-called happiness, so-called distress, if one is not disturbed,
这些物质的东西，季节的更换，所谓的快乐，所谓的痛苦，如果一个人不受干扰，
there is no cause of disturbance. This is another foolishness.
并没有原因受到干扰，这是另外一种愚蠢。
Why one should be disturbed?
一个为什么受到干扰呢？
Because the so-called happiness, or happiness, or distress, whatever you are destined to receive, you must get it.
因为这所谓的快乐和痛苦，无论你注定要得到是什么，一定要得到。
You try or do not try, it doesn't matter.
你努力或者不努力，这都不影响。
Whatever portion of happiness you are destined to get, you'll get it.
不管多少快乐，你注定要得到，你会得到。
And whatever portion of, because this material life is mixture, you cannot get unadulterated happiness.
不管多少的，因为这个物质世界是混合的，你不能得到纯粹的快乐，或者不掺杂的痛苦。
Or unadulterated distress. No, that is not. You will get distress and happiness both.
你会得到痛苦和快乐两者。
Therefore, Krishna has explained in the previous verse. Here also.
因此 ，Krishna 在前个世界和这里解释了。
Tanghina bhathanti iti.Matras parsasthu kumtya, sridhusna sukhaduktan. Here in this material world, there is winter and the counterpart summer.
在这个物质世界里有冬天，还有相反的夏天。
In the winter, we aspire, it would have been warmer. That means you want summer.
在冬天我们希望，如果能暖和一些就好了，这意味着你想要夏天。
And again, summer, you require,You aspired, had it been, cooler.
而在夏天，你能够希望能凉快一些。
You apply cooling machine.
你用制冷的机器。
So this is our stuff.
这是我们的增长。
In the summer, we apply cooling machine, and in the winter, we apply heating.
在夏天，我们用制冷的机器；在冬天，我们用制热的机器。
So undisturbed happiness.Either in coolness or warmth, you cannot have. This is not possible. Therefore,
因此，不论在冷和热之中，你都不能得到不受干扰的快乐，那是不可能的。
For we have to become careless.
因此，我们要成为不在意的。
But the materialist person, they are disturbed.
但是物质主义的人，他们非常受干扰。
A little winter, little chilliness, immediately bring electric heater, immediately.
稍微有一点冷，不要立即拿着电热器。
Or if there is too much hot, bring fan, bring cooler.
如果稍微有一点太热了，不要拿着电扇，拿着空调。
So they are busy. How to adjust this material disturbances?
他们忙于的调整这些物质的干扰。
But they do not think that why these material disturbances are disturbing me. I do not want them. That question.
但他们并不想，为什么这些物质的干扰在干扰我呢？我并不想要这些，他们没有这个问题。
They simply struggle how to counteract.
他们只是在挣扎去对付它。
Struggling like fool.
像傻瓜一样的挣扎。
But here is the solution. Here is the solution.
但这里是解决方案。
The solution is that don't be disturbed.With this cooling and heating machine.
解决方案是不要被这些制冷的、制热的机器干扰。
Be pleased in whatever condition Krishna has placed you.
无论 Krishna 把你放到什么样的境况中，要感到满意。
Of course, there is no harm if you can put yourself in comfortable.
当然，如果你能使你自己处于一个舒适的环境，并没有坏处。
But simply for putting yourself in comfortable situation, don't forget Krishna.
但是只是为了把自己放到一个舒适的环境中，不要忘了 Krishna。
That is all.
那是我们的目标。
Simply for making adjustment of this material condition of life, if you forget Krishna, then you lose everything.
如果你只是为了对这个生活的物质条件进行调整而忘了 Krishna, 那你失去了一切。
That, in the Bible also,
在圣经中也是这么说的。如果一个人获得了整个世界而丧失了他永恒的灵魂，那他得到什么利益呢？
That should be the end.
那应该是我们的目标。
That we are eternal.
我们是永恒的灵魂。
So, we must be again replaced in our eternal life.
我们要被再次放到我们永恒的生命中。
But if you forget this mission of life and simply become engaged, how to become happy in this material world, how to avoid distress, and how to get happiness.
但如果你忘了这生命的使命，只是从事于如何在物质世界里变得快乐，如何避免痛苦，如何获得快乐。
People are engaged in that way.
人们是在这么做。
Simply trying to get happiness and avoid distress and forgetting that he has got a mission of life to realize his self and go back to home, back to God.
只是试图获得快乐，避免痛苦，而忘记了他有这一生命的使命。要觉悟他自己回归家园，回归神。
This is the defect of the modern civilization.
这是现代文明的缺陷。
So, bahirarthaman, nati vidushartapatim, is, matinra krishne parato satova mitho vipaddita vyam pratana. So, their conferences, their United Nations,their scientific advancement, their educational system, philosophy, and so on, everything is meant for how to become happy in this material world.
他们的各种会议，他们的联合国，科学的进步，教育的系统，哲学，等等等等，一切都是为了如何在这个物质世界里变得快乐。
Grihabhradana. The aim is how to become happy here.
目标是如何在这里变得快乐。
And that is not possible.
那是不可能的。
These rascals, they cannot understand.
这些恶棍们，他们不能理解。
If you want to become happy, then you must come to Krishna.
如果你想变得快乐，你必须要到 Krishna 那里。
Mam upeta kuntiya dukkhalam masasatam nagnivanti. Krishna says, if somebody comes to me, then,He does not again get this place which is full of misery.
Krishna 说，如果一个人到我这里，那他不用再次到这个充满了苦难的地方。
Dukkhalayam. This material world is explained by Krishna as Dukkhalayam.
这个物质世界被 Krishna 解释为 Dukkhalayam.
Alayam means place, and Dukkha means distance.
Alayam 意思是地方 ，Dukkha 意思是痛苦。
Everything is distasteful here.
这里一切都是痛苦的。
But fools being illusioned, by covered by the illusory maya, that distress he accepts as happiness.
但那些傻瓜们被迷惑了，被迷幻的玛雅所覆盖，他把这些痛苦接受为快乐。
That is maya.
那是玛雅。
Simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And gradually you realize how to become immortal.
逐渐的你能够觉悟到如何变得不死的。
Thank you very much.
结束。